Hello again, dear friends. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned for this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus right here on WMAF, your hometown radio station right there in North Florida and Madison. And we pray this is becoming a familiar station to you all over the United States and in other countries of our world, because WMAF is streaming by the World Wide Web to anywhere anyone is hooked up to it. And that just opens up all kinds of options and opportunities for God to use to get His gospel, His word, to the places and the people where He wants to send it. You know, when we became involved in this particular radio ministry, we prayed according to Psalm 107 and verse 20. It said, "The Lord sent His word and healed them and delivered them from all of their destructions." And we want you to know that we're following a grand and glorious purpose in this broadcast today, and that is that the Spirit of the Lord may take His word and do the work that He has desired to do by sending it. He's sending it where He wants it to go, and I don't believe in accidents after we pray. I believe in holy incidents directed of the Holy Spirit. And if you'll stay tuned for this next 30 minutes, I believe God is sending His word to you today. Amen. If you're not a Christian today, please stay tuned and hear what the Word of God declares. As we, as Christians, are encouraged today to run this race with patience that we're involved in, to finish our course, to fulfill God's purposes in our life, we want you to hear about God's grand purpose for your life. You can get involved in this race with us before this broadcast is over. Amen. And have heaven for your home. So please stay tuned today. Amen. We're glad for all of you that are return listeners. We're glad that the listening family is growing, and we're glad that others are joining us. So if you're a first-time listener, we welcome you today to this broadcast. If you are listening because you have downloaded this radio broadcast from our website, we're glad that you are going to join us in the Word of God today, and we believe the Lord is going to speak distinctly and directly to us from His Word by His Spirit. Amen. It's not enough that I preach and teach. We need and must have the mighty Holy Spirit working with us. And when we get involved in lifting up and magnifying Jesus and preaching the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit gets highly active. So I'm going to get a little bit excited here before we even get into the message today, the teaching today. I feel the unction of the Spirit of God to bring this broadcast and this teaching, and I'm excited not only about where it's going to go and what it's going to do in others, but what it's going to do once again in my own heart and my own life. So don't miss this broadcast. We're talking about winning the race and receiving the crown in it. To win it, if you're going to get involved in this race, this Christian commitment to follow Jesus Christ and obey Him and fulfill His purpose in our life, we want to get in it to win it. Praise God. And you don't win it by outrunning somebody else. You win it by not giving in, not giving up, keeping your eyes on the prize. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray today. Get very quickly into the Word of God. If you want to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, we will begin our reading down through verse 27, and we will take this message another step today. This is the second in the series, In It, to Win It. Praise God. And we would like to invite you to come to our website just before we get into the teaching today, and you can download any of the recent editions of Let's Talk About Jesus and sermons, live sermons, from our church services originating here in Tampa, Florida, where I've been the minister and pastor for, this is our 38th year we're working on. 37 years are behind us, praise God. And we're working on number 38, and God has been gracious. And there are many sermons that span a few years back available, no charge, no strings attached. We're in this thing for one purpose, so God, we can work with the Lord to achieve His goal to send His word to heal and to deliver from the destructive power of the enemy. Amen. So we're looking for some wonderful things to happen today. So come and visit us. Type in THCOG. That stands for The Holy Church of God. We're an affiliate of Independent Assemblies of God International, in good standing since 1974. Praise God. Amen. So come visit us and download anything or listen live to anything that you feel would be a blessing to you on any subject that's made available. Praise God. Now, as we get into the Word of God today, amen, there's a lot of weary Christians. I meet them all the time. A lot of people are getting tired, and I understand that. The battle is intense in these last days. The Bible said that it would be. And the Bible said that there would be those who would fall away and those who would turn away because of the conditions of the end time. The scriptures actually declare that the Spirit speaks expressly that some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. The Bible said that in the last days perilous times would come, and that word perilous literally translated basically means outrageous. And you can't pick up your paper, listen to the news, that you don't hear of events that are nothing short of outrageous. People are doing things today to one another, to children. Things are happening, events around the world that take us back. And just when we think it can't get any worse, we hear of something that supersedes what we thought was the worst conditions we could hear about. Things are happening in human beings and the way they treat one another and in families, and it's outrageous. And because of the conditions of this last day, it connotates a reducing of the strength, where people are either giving up or giving in or compromising and getting out of the race that has been set before us. And God wants every child of God to get back in the race. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil count you out today. Let God refresh you and restore you and rekindle within you the first love. Speaking about the first love, as we get ready to get into this message today, the Bible said because iniquity would abound, the love of many would wax cold. And friend of mine, when that cool down comes and we lose that passion and purpose in our life, it's easy to quit running the race. The Bible said we need to look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, and consider Him that suffered such contradiction of sinners against Himself. Literally, the cross and the beatings that He took before He went to the cross. Consider what He went through, what He suffered, lest we become weary and faint in our own minds. The Bible said to be not weary in well doing, for you will reap the reward. Listen, if you faint not. Ah, friend of mine, the Bible said that men ought always to pray and not to faint. We have an option. We don't have to let life get us down. We don't have to let circumstances overwhelm us. We can call upon the Lord. We can cry out unto Him. Amen. David said, I cried unto the Lord. He heard me, and He delivered me from all of my fears. Praise God. So friend, I just want to encourage you to pray like you've never prayed. Get in the Bible. Get back in church if you're out of church. Get back in this race, because this thing is winding up, and I want to finish my course. Hallelujah. And I pray that you will too. Listen to this very carefully today. Paul said in writing to the church at Corinth in verse 24 of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but only one receiveth the prize? So run that ye might obtain. And every man that striveth for mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. That was the incentive that they were running for. But it's a crown that would pass away. But we, as an incentive, do it for an incorruptible crown. An incorruptible corruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest at any times when I have preached to others, I myself should become a castaway. Listen, the world disciplines themselves when they have in view a corruptible crown, something that they cannot keep past this old life, something that will pass away when we draw our last breath here. Whatever award or reward for disciplining ourselves and winning that boxing match and getting that multi-million-dollar purse or getting that gold at the Olympics that identifies us as the creme de la creme, the best of the best, and the glory of winning at the Olympics, not only for oneself, but the country that's being represented. Amen. There are rewards in view that cause devotions and disciplines to be developed to where people live their life differently, that are out to achieve something, to win a crown. And it says the world does it. They discipline themselves. They make personal sacrifices, and they don't look at it as sacrificial because they're doing it to win a crown. And it said, if they do it, and they do it, then we as Christians should run full out for Christ, because their crown is going to pass away, and the reward for serving Jesus is going to last forever. Even death won't cancel it. Praise God. Amen. So this is what Paul is saying. He said, I'm like that person training for a boxing match. I'm like that person training for the Olympics. I am disciplining myself. I buffet my body. I bring it into subjection, because he said, I am after an incorruptible crown. Praise God. Listen, if anyone involved in any sport can discipline themselves and put everything they have into what they're wanting to achieve, surely we who are involved in the kingdom of God, in the work of the kingdom of God, can discipline ourselves out of a deep devotion to serve the Lord with everything we are and everything we have, that we might win these rewards for serving Jesus. Amen. These crowns that are incorruptible. I want to talk about some of these incorruptible crowns that Paul had in view here in the Scripture. And the first crown I want to talk about today that's worth running full out to receive is the crown of life. The crown of life. In James chapter 1 and verse 12, it said, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him." Praise God. Blessed is the man that escapes the persecutions, the testings, the temptings. No, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he's tried, he will receive the crown of life. That means when he's tried and he has overcome and he has persevered and he has not turned back and he's not given up and he's not giving in, he will receive for the reward the crown of life that God has promised to them that love him. Eternal life is promised to the believer. Amen. And don't ever forget what awaits us. Get your eyes on the prize, not on the immediate circumstance and persecution and setbacks when you fail. Get your eyes on the prize, and let the prize be initially nothing less than the reward for receiving Christ and serving him here, and that is eternal life. Praise God. When this life is over, the crown of life signifies an eternal existence. It is an eternal place with eternal persons. No more death, no more sickness, no more heartaches, forever and forever. Friend, hell has no claim on us as believers on and in Jesus Christ, for we are sealed with the Holy Spirit. And Jesus Christ declared that this crown is worth not only living for Him for, but dying for Him if necessary. Revelation 2 and verse 10 to the church of Thyatira, Jesus said, "Fear none of those things that thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation, thelpsis, anguish, pressure, 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." Did you know a lot of our sermons and these very broadcast right here are being downloaded from our website in Beijing, China? One person in Beijing has downloaded every Let's Talk About Jesus on the website. And I understand that as recent as this past Easter Sunday, Christians were dispersed, detained, arrested for publicly worshiping Jesus without the authorization of the Chinese officials. There is persecution to those Christians that are worshiping God in China. Amen. And I often tell our congregation that there are martyrs all over the world that are still giving up and laying down their life, forfeiting their life for the testimony of Jesus Christ. And I always put it this way, and it's a challenge to myself and to every other Christian, that if they can literally die for Him, surely here in America, where we have such freedom of worship and freedom of religion, surely Christians in America can at the very least live for Him. Did you hear me clearly today? Amen. I salute those around the world that are being persecuted and suffering for the sake of the gospel and standing true to the Lord. This crown of life, this crown of life, Jesus said this crown is worth everything to receive. It's life eternal. Praise God. Listen, love produces patient endurance. And none attest their love more than they who suffer for Him. You know, the early church Christians had an attitude that the devil just couldn't stop them. Nothing he did circumstantially through persecution or temptation could stop them. And when the persecutions really got heavy, they rejoiced. Isn't that incredible? You know, Jesus had taught them that concept. He said, when men cast your name out as evil for my sake in the gospel, and when the persecution really gets heavy, they tell lies on you, they come against you in every way, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Amen. Because this truly identifies you as a child of God. Persecution marks the true, authentic Christian. The Bible said all those that live godly in Christ Jesus, here it comes, shall suffer persecution. And by the way, even the blessings, even God's blessing on your life, the enemy's going to try to discourage you, dissuade you. He's not going to let up because God blesses you. The Bible said no man has left house, land, father, mother, sister, brother that shall not receive 100-fold houses, lands, fathers, mothers, sisters, brothers in this life with persecutions. Amen. With an eternal life in the world to come. He's saying, look past the persecutions. Look past the sacrifices. Look past the sufferings. And look at this crown. Look at what awaits you. This little life here, this little lifetime. You know, I'm going on 65 years old. I think I messed up last week and claimed 65. Let me clarify this week. I'm 64. I got a ways to go to 65. I'm going to hold out every lower number as long as I can. But listen, it's reminding me how quickly. And you that are 20 and 30 years old, you think you've got a lifetime. Oh, man, to be his age, that guy's age. Oh, that's way out in the future. I'm telling you, those years are going to start clicking off. You're going to get so busy, you're not going to notice that time is passing and time is going to pass. And you're going to look in the mirror one day and some old guy's going to be looking or old gal's going to be looking back at you and say, who in the world is that? And how quickly did that happen? Well, it didn't happen overnight, but it seemed that way. Because the busier we get, the more responsibilities, the more deadlines we have to meet, we're not noticing that time is swiftly passing by. And Paul looked beyond this little lifetime we have here, and he looked past all of the persecutions, and he said the sufferings of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that's going to be revealed in us on that day. Praise God. He had a crown in view. His eyes were on the prize. Praise God. Amen. And the early church had an attitude because of Jesus' teaching and the principles that they learned from the apostles, the way they lived their life. And they said they rejoiced when they really got hot and heavy. They rejoiced that they were counted worthy to suffer for His sake. There's a self-indulgent gospel, a self-indulgent Christian attitude today that will not prepare us for persecution. Amen. We're in it for what's in it in the immediate sense, not in the eternal sense. And friend of mine, the times are going to get tougher. I hate to break it to you, but the scripture said that evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse as time goes on, deceiving and being deceived. But God has a mighty revival for His church and His people and His sheep. Praise God. Amen. Are going to experience a special grace to live in the end times victoriously. I am convinced there are times of refreshing from the hand of the Lord. There are times of rekindling of the first love and a passion for Christ like you have never known. They do it. The world is devoted to that will reward them in the immediate sense for self-indulgence. We do it, amen, for something beyond that. We do it for the glory and the honor of our King. And everything they achieve is going to pass away. But everything that God accomplishes through us to fulfill His purpose is going to last forever. And the first crown that Paul had in view that kept him motivated in the midst of all the persecutions he faced was the crown of life. And that's what Christ told the church that was going to be under heavy persecution. Amen. In Revelation 2 and verse 10, be faithful unto death. I'll give you a crown of life. Look past this veil of tears and look to the gates of the heavenly city where you're going to live with me forever. Praise God. Love for Jesus produces patient endurance. And none attest their love more than they who suffer for Him. We need a new commitment to fidelity, a new resolve to run with perseverance the race that is set before us, regardless of the sacrifices that we may be called upon to make. We should run full out for the crown of life. Praise God. Jesus saw how people were trading eternal life for temporal pleasure and sin. And it has astonished Him. They didn't get it. They didn't grasp it. He said, what would a man give in exchange for his soul? What would he trade eternal life for? What would he risk eternal death and banishment? And the death that we're talking about is not the ceasing to exist, but being punished, living forever in a place of punishment and banishment instead of a place of reward and bliss. Oh, friend of mine, if you see Christians laying down their life around our world today, and they are for the gospel, they're still laying down their life. Jesus said it's worth that ultimate sacrifice for this crown of life. Praise God. You know, the Bible said the thief came. Jesus taught this to kill and steal and destroy. But I've come that you might have life. And that you might have it more abundantly. And that abundance had better transcend the gold and silver and riches. Your Father does know and care about your material needs. Don't you get me wrong. He's been a good daddy to me. And I have never, David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I've never seen their seed out begging for bread. I don't know how bad it's going to get, but I know that God is going to care for me. Amen. Praise God. I'm His child. He's my Father. Hallelujah. And God's going to meet my needs of my physical man and my family. And He's done it down through these years and shown Himself faithful. But Jesus is not talking about silver and gold and houses and lands. Amen. Here, the abundant life is the life that death can't cancel. It's a life that will be lived with Him in heaven. After we draw our finite breath here, we will have eternal life in the world to come. And it's that crown that He offers us. He says, I'm going to give you something better than this little bitty short life that's going to be cut off by death and then the judgment. I'm going to give you eternal life. Amen. I'm going to give you the crown of life. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that's what Paul had in view and in mind. For Christ went on to talk about, after talking about abundant life, He said, a man's life doesn't consist in the abundance of things that he possesses. You know what Jesus said, and the scriptures actually teach based on what He taught there. He said, the Bible teaches that we brought nothing into this world, and we will take nothing out of this world. All that we achieve materially is we take nothing out of this world. But godliness with contentment is great gain. Hallelujah. God has given me shelter. My house is not a big mansion. I'm not expecting a mansion down here. If He does that, I would enjoy it. Don't get me wrong. If somebody leaves me a mansion someday, I'm going to walk through the rooms, praise God for every one of those rooms. But I'm not going to praise Him more for a material mansion here than I am for eternal life there and the wonderful love of God that held Jesus on that cross in my behalf. Hallelujah. Regardless of the square footage of my home, I'm a rich man today. I do not feel any way that I need anything down here to prove anything to anybody. Having food and raiment, my Bible teaches me to be content if I've got Jesus as my Savior. Because I'm running this race, friend, for something that this old world can't cancel and death can't stop. Praise God. Well, our time is gone. Talking about time going quick, our time has run out today to continue this part of this message. But there's still time for you, amen, to get in the race with us. If you don't know Jesus Christ today, God wants you to understand, appreciate what He's offering you. That He's offering you nothing less than eternal life today. And God wants you to receive Jesus as your Savior. So that He can forgive your sin. So that He can sustain you through this life. Seal you with His Holy Spirit. Take you to the heavenly city, the New Jerusalem, to live with Him forever. Amen. And when there's a new heaven and a new earth, that city is going to come down. And we're going to live with Him right here. Hallelujah. In a place where there's no war, no sickness, no cancer, no heartache, no heartbreak, no more death. Forever and forever. Age without end. Would you bow your head where you are? Say, Jesus Christ, I want the gift of eternal life. No sin is worth it. No sacrifice is too much to receive it. Oh, friend, accept Christ today as your personal Lord and Savior right where you are right now. Amen. And you'll find yourself in a race running toward heaven. Every step you make in this life will bring you closer to your eternal reward. Hallelujah. And there's joy in the journey. If you're a Christian today, you're discouraged. Come on. Get that Holy Ghost second wind and get back in the race. And let's run it full out. Come back next week. Let's talk about Jesus.